Looks like they back for a fifth season, man.
Who that?
Sports Round Table.
Who?
S-R-T Crew.
Whoa.
S-R-S-R-S-R-S-R-T. They got that realness flowing in they DNA. Damn you lame if you ain't tuned to SRT today. H-O got that payload when he say so. What you betting on? Don't get mad at me on fantasy. Break up Kyrie LeBron. I be smooth as sports superhero Hancock in the mix. Deal with roll top forever. Real talk, you know who he gon' pick. See where I be with SRT. Behind the glass, that G-Money. They with a strong, I never lose. Six man elite, that's Jay Smooth.
All you other sports radio shows, it's fake news. Believe it. Turn up your radios, cause it's time for SRT Radio.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up? It's Sports Roundtable live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. Welcome to the penthouse once again. And Sports Roundtable is in the building each and every week. 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time each Wednesday. And got a lot to talk about. Of course, NBA is on break. Everybody flying in from their vacations. The crew is back in the building. Please join us on Facebook Live on the SRT Facebook page. Go to SRT Sports Talk Radio on Facebook and you'll check us out live. As you can see, we throwing the deuces up. You can see G-Money behind the glass, actually. So, I am your humble host, Sate Show from Bankhead. Sports superhero Hancock is in the building.
Yep, yep.
D-Will, the yes, coach.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
In the building, got a lot to talk about, I'm pretty sure. And of course, man behind the glass, G-Money.
Yo.
Got some new things going on. So please continue to support and keep this thing grooving. Got a lot to talk about All-Star Weekend, just past weekend. Louisville.
Oh, hold on, before you start. Guess who just checked in? James Hollywood Robinson.
No.
Bama legend.
Bama legend.
Yes, sir.
NBA legend.
We got to get Hollywood up in here.
Oh, we got to. We got to get him on the show.
Got
to
get him
I'll
on the show.
I'll make it happen.
Please do. Come on, Hollywood. I know you got some stories.
No, he got some.
Especially about Whip Sanders.
Woo!
Yes, sir. We got a lot to talk about. Sports Roundtable. Louisville gets the hammer. Social media blew up when, well, somebody didn't want to play in the All-Star game. And kind of irritated somebody. Also, we got a guest coming in to chat with us. Second hour of the show. My main man, Don, from DNA Sports. Coming in about 8 o'clock. Chop it up with your boys. We're going to pick our Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year, MVP, the team to watch out for the second half of the season for the NBA. Also, talking Colin Sexton and Trey Young. That'll be interesting. And G-Money go tell you about the national anthem for the All-Star game. Woo! Like I said, we got a lot to talk about, man. Sports Roundtable's in the building. Thanks for tuning in. You want to give us a call, please do. 404-603-8770. Just give us a call. Make sure you follow us on social media at SRT Radio. And please go to the website, srtradio.com. Got some good stories that will interest you. And with that being said, G, let's go ahead and jump into some of this hot news.
Blazes.
Hot.
Scorching.
He's on fire.
Red hot.
This is why I'm hot.
It's the Sports Roundtable Hot News.
Hot News sponsored by our good old friends at the Big Easy Grill. Looking for the best New Orleans seafood in town? Please check out Big Easy Grill, 1193 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Best shrimp in town, and it's verified. Of course, the po' boy is definitely off the chain as well. Crab claws, probably D. Will's favorite.
Indeed.
But boy, it is off the chain. All right, the first story of tonight, Hancock, the All-Star Weekend happened. And what that consisted of is Celebrity Friday. Then you had the Rising Star Game Saturday, along with the dunk contest and three-point contest, skill challenge. Then the game, obviously, was Sunday, live from L.A. Thoughts on the All-Star Weekend yourself?
Well, you know, like people say, it's African-American Mardi Gras. You know, this is the only sport, well, I won't say the only sport, but it's the sport that caters to the African-American culture, to be honest with you. And you can see it. And saying that, we kind of like took it back to a little too much in some areas and right on point in others. Things that I liked, the three-point contest I thought was good. It's too bad that Devin Booker plays in obscurity because he's a star. He's not a superstar, but he's a star. And if we saw more of him, you know, he could probably ascend to that because I think he has that potential. So I really enjoyed the three-point shooting. Slam dunk was better than I expected. I think that's why it was okay to me, because I had no expectations from it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell put on a decent show. Would have loved to seen Dennis Smith Jr. advance. I think he and Donovan in the final would have been great.
But then he had the best dunk of the contest?
I thought he did.
How did you not advance if you got the best dunk?
The format's messed up.
Yeah, the format is kind of bad, to be honest with you. I agree.
I've never seen that dunk.
Well, it was nice. Whatever it was.
I don't know. That
nice.
Larry Nance Jr. dunk was sick.
But
between man, the legs, switching hands?
And he went against his
against
body.
Against his body?
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. And the one he missed in the game, he missed in the beginning of this dunk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but yeah, he's a beast, man. Like I said, New York is going to rue the day they didn't take that game. I tell you, they missed out on that one. As far as the game, I've never seen defense be talked about so much in a game that gave up. Both teams got almost 150 points, and they talked about defense like, you know, we saw Gary Payton out there locking folks down. I mean, it was just scoring. It was still scoring. Each team scored over 33 points per quarter, and in at least 39 in a few quarters. So I think they did clam down a little bit at the end, so you saw it, which was, I guess, similar to what the All-Star games had been in the past a little bit. But, you know, I just think they made so much out of this being, oh, such a great defensive show, and, you know, somebody put their elbow into somebody in the shoulder. I thought that was a little overblown. But, you know, it is what it is. My bad things, Kevin Hart, a little bit too long on the introductions.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
that
kind of dragged and just kind of threw things behind a little bit.
Right.
You know, I don't even know why but I know why, because he's hot right now. He's popular, so it is what it is. And I guess the worst thing I saw was Fergie.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get more into that.
I'm going to let G finish up with that, but that was my worst.
Too much Kevin Hart for me. I mean, let an NBA guy do that, as far as I'm concerned, or somebody who is sort of trending, somebody else who's trending. I mean, he was just, you know, the comedy and all that, it was just too much for me. So
Kevin wasn't bad to me. It was a little long. It was too long.
And
too
then
drawn
it got
out.
Dry too, though, because some of the stuff wasn't funny. A couple of them were funny, but a couple of zingers were like.
What I think they should have cut out is the pre-show with all the, they bringing out all that the other guys. The Jamie, keep all that and just let him do the introductions. Right. The introductions went bad because he was cracking on it.
A couple of them were cool. Some of them were weak though.
But he was already doing Saturday night. He doing props in the dunk contest.
Like I said, it's black people modified.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right. Question number two. Or story number two, D Will. Louisville gets the hammer. Vacated. But the NCAA comes down hard. They vacate. 2013 championship. 2012 Final Four. And also say they have to give all the money back that they generated during that time. Your thoughts on Louisville and if Rick Pitino would get a job again?
That's a tough one. Now, allegedly, he knew nothing about nothing. I agree. Bury your face in the sand because he knew everything. It's your program. It's on your watch. It's your fault, okay? I don't care if you knew nothing at all. If you didn't know, that means you were negligent. So you're still guilty, right? But in the long run, I don't think it will make a difference because we saw who won the championships. We saw who played the game. We saw Kevin Ware leg pop out of his skin.
Yes.
We remember all of this. So we remember Louisville going on to win the national championship that year. But players still got their rings. They still celebrate it. So in the immediate, I don't think it makes a big difference. But where it makes a difference is in the long run.
Yeah.
50 years from now, when the kids who and the people who are running the sport now who weren't born during that time, when they come up, they don't know anything of the 2013 Louisville because it's not in the record books. What do they do now? They go back to the record books to see who won that year. Let me do my research. Let me do my history report. And it's going to be vacated. You can go back and see who won and why it was vacated. But the thing is, that's when it's going to matter. So I believe the NCAA, who is the biggest sham in the world, other than our actual president right now, they neck and neck. But the NCAA is doing too much, in my opinion. I don't really agree with going back and punishing teams for something that you found out afterwards. Especially when you come to vacating wins. Just like everybody know Alabama beat the dog stew out of Notre Dame in the 2012 national championship game.
Yep.
But Notre Dame just had to vacate all those wins. Notre Dame is no longer considered the national championship runner-up. But my thing is, we all know in the immediate who played that game, who won that game. We're going to always consider Louisville as the national champion. Now, on the fact of Rick Pitino, he doesn't have a show cause against him, so he is allowed to coach in college basketball right now. Not saying a show cause won't come once the hammer is all the way laid down, but for right now, he doesn't have a show cause. The thing is, does anybody have the gall, the cojones, to hire Rick Pitino?
Right.
Because morally, he was wrong. All right? But like I say, we all know that goes on recruiting trips. Always has, always will. We know it goes on. When you go on your recruiting trips, we just had legendary James Forrest from Georgia Tech in here talking about the epic recruiting trips that happened when players came in. So we know what goes on. The thing is, nobody's ever been caught.
Right.
So now that they say they quote unquote caught somebody, it's going to be hard press for a college, and I think it's going to be hard for the NBA to hire Rick Pitino right now because his name is so tainted. But do I think he gets another job eventually? Yes, because someone with his pedigree and as great of a coach and recruiter as he is, somebody's going to take that chance once the fire dies down.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Louisville part about the vacating the titles. Didn't make sense to me anyway. But the thing about that team, they weren't iconic anyway.
They weren't.
So we were going to forget about them anyway, I think.
We're going to have to look it up.
Like when we think about, let's say, the Fab Five, they've expunged all their stuff from whatever, but they were iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to remember them.
True.
We'll remember them more than we'll remember a lot of national championships.
And they never won one.
And they never won one. So I think it goes with what kind of impact you might have on a situation. They'll probably be remembered more for being vacated than they would have been for winning the title now.
That's a valid argument.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a valid argument.
Because they didn't go into our social consciousness.
Only thing that went into social consciousness that
was
the leg.
I agree 100%.
My only question is this. Is the NCAA going to get their money back?
Thank you, because the money they made off the tournament, the money they made off the Final Four in the championship game, are they going?
Are they?
You gonna get that? You gonna get that check back?
Yeah,
because Louisville generated some money for the NCAA too.
Plenty.
Well, one thing about this story might be the smallest story about college basketball in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, it's going to fade into obscurity
if that comes out about all these
other big schools.
50 to be.
Yeah, so this would be a hiccup.
And I heard Dan Dockage say the other day, a great ESPN reporter, former coach. He said it's going to be catastrophic.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Because they're talking about Hall of Fame coaches. Yeah.
Hall of Fame coaches. It's going to be bad. And I know we had Tate in the studio last week. Michigan State's already dealing with their own stuff.
Exactly.
If they come out and they're mentioned in this also,
right,
they're going to get the death penalty.
Oh, boy.
The death penalty.
It ain't going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
All right, question number three. Obviously, there was a national anthem that they sang before the game got started. And G, your thoughts on Fergie and the redemption of the national anthem, or the recreation of it.
Destruction of
it. Yeah.
Molly Hop.
It was more something like that. Ever since, like, I know y'all have seen, like, when Marvin Gaye did the national anthem for the All-Star game.
Right.
And he changed up a little bit. A lot of people have been trying to chase that, not just at the All-Star game, but other places too. And it's not necessary. If you don't already think outside the box to do the national anthem, don't try to remix the national anthem.
Right.
It's not necessary. But if Fergie's goal was to sing the national anthem in the key of "Happy Birthday, Mr. President," then she nearly pulled it off.
Oh my God!
See, but the thing about Marvin Gaye, and that's what everybody tried to compare it to because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin did it in the style that Marvin does music.
Marvin does music.
She didn't do it in the style that she does. She should have did it as a pop song.
Right.
Turn it into a pop song, it probably would have worked.
She just did it, man. Some people can't change. You're right. She should have done it like Fergie should have done.
Exactly.
And not all that. She I don't know if it was like dude said, I need a cigarette after that. And she was in it. Like she had some Molly.
I think she did. You know she used to be on meth.
Hey.
Or Henny.
Allegedly.
Oh boy. Question number four. All right. So Trae Young has been on TV almost every week. And when he first started, we saw the things that he could do. The longer he was on TV, we started to see some things that he couldn't do. And with that being said, now there are some people stating that they probably would take Colin Sexton before they take Trae Young. So I'm putting it out to the fellas. Who you taking on the next level, if you was a GM, Trae Young, Colin Sexton?
Like I was telling D. Will prior to this, when we were talking about Colin Sexton, I haven't seen the pop yet, and it might be because he's more of a pro player than he is a college player. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at Trae Young, they're comparing him to Steph. But think about it. Steph didn't become Steph until four or five years into the league. So is Trae Young going to come into the league, mature, and become Steph Curry? Or is he going to come into the league and become Trey Burke?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because Trey Burke was hot and hyped and whatever, right, shot the lights out in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Which, now, I'm not saying he shot the ball as well as Trey did this season.
Right.
But we saw the range. We saw the playmaking ability. We saw the big clutch moments. So, but it never transitioned to the NBA. So it's anytime you're drafting, you know, like this, it's a chance you take. So the one caveat that Trae Young has is that we've seen him when he's hot and making shots, he's a difference maker. We'll see if that translates. As far as Colin Sexton, I don't know if he's a two. I don't know if he's a one. I don't know if he's Josh Jackson, because we're still waiting on him. And like I said to Harris, in a few years, Josh Jackson might be the truth. But right now, it's taking time. So I'm not sure I would get all the way off of Trae,
mm-hmm,
because you just can't duplicate shooting. And you can't duplicate size. And from what I understand, Colin is like, what,
6'3",
rangy, athletic.
Long arm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you look for in the next level. If he can shoot the ball with any efficiency, he could be a good player in the league.
And that's been my whole problem with Trae Young from the beginning. You can go back and listen to me since we started talking about him. My issue with him was size and physicality. Okay? Translating that to the next level, how would that translate? I understand you can shoot it from a mile away, but can you shoot it from a mile away for 82 games, 48 minutes a night? You see what I'm saying? And that's been my whole problem with him. And the reason I would take Colin Sexton, granted, he led the nation in scoring and assist at one point, probably still is. Mm-hmm. So I understand that. That's nice. But when you look at Colin Sexton, he is NBA ready physically. All right? They call him Young Bull. That's his nickname because he is a dog on the defensive end. He can finish with contact. He is a dog on the defensive end of the floor. He can lock you down. We saw that when they played Trae Young head to head. They held Trae Young to 17 points. And at that time was his lowest output of the season, which actually started his downslide because Alabama showed you the blueprint on how to guard him with length and be physical with him and make him guard on the other end. But right now I would take Colin because he's more ready today. And if you're picking in the top 7, top 8 of the NBA draft, like both of these are projected to go, you're going to need somebody who can step on the court right now and play. You may not have 4 or 5 years like Steph had to have him wait and develop for Trae Young to come along. And just like you say, he might end up being Trey Burke. So instead of taking that, I'm going to go with the surefire. Who can I roll the ball out to right now and say, hey, run my team? And he is a point guard. And he is more suited for the NBA game because we all know in college the floor shrunk. It's a lot tighter. It's a lot less room to maneuver. And also he plays for Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson is not a person who's going to let you take 35-foot jump shots. That's not in the flow of the offense. Okay? So I believe right now if you ask me, if I was a GM in the NBA and I had the number 7 pick and it was between Trae Young and Colin Sexton was still on the board, I'm taking Colin Sexton. Based off, I know day one, I can put the ball in his hands, and physically, he's ready to take on the NBA schedule.
Well, the NCAA tournament is going to have a lot of say, and that's if Trae Young gets there.
Yeah, they might not.
Because Oklahoma is treading thin ice. They might not make it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But, you know, like I said, stock can rise and fall in these tournaments. So we'll see a lot with that.
He was Oklahoma was projected a number 10 seed prior to the season. Right. They got hot when Trae got hot and got all the way up to the number 4 team in the country. But in actuality, they are there. What's my man Ham tagline? Water sinks to its level. So the water is starting to sink to its level. It's starting to even out, and now they're becoming who they are. And right now, I think Joe Lunardi has them at a 9 seed.
Now the question would be, if Colin was on national TV as much as Trae was, are we singing a different song for Colin Sexton?
I'm pretty sure.
You see what I'm saying? Because we have, even when they was on TV, we have seen him against Trae Young on national TV, and we kind of saw what he could do defensively, and we saw how they was able to, as a team, get at Oklahoma. And, you know, Oklahoma don't have a lot of talent, but, you know,
I think they got more talent there, but they run everything through Trae. See, and when we watch Golden State, they'll take Steph off the ball. If Trae stepped off the ball a little bit and spread the court, it might help them out a little bit more and let somebody else facilitate.
Yeah. Right.
But that's me coaching.
Oklahoma lacks NBA talent.
That's me coaching.
Yeah, it is.
Oklahoma lacks NBA talent.
Yeah. Okay? I've seen a couple of players. Like I said, I like Ladin as far as a college
They have zero
player.
Pros projected is what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably so.
Pros projected.
What about the big guy we were talking about?
Number 4?
Yeah.
He's not projected this year.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
No. He's athletic.
He's a talent.
I've seen him in some games really take over and be a player. Not offensively as much, mm-hmm. but dominating the glass, catching the ball off the rim, doing things, rebounding. So I've seen him really put an imprint on the game. Like that. So we'll see, man. I don't know. I'd love to see. I'm going to watch Alabama a little more. I've been watching him a little bit. I know one game I watched him and I wasn't impressed because his shot just wasn't falling that day. Right. You know, so that's what I was wondering about. So, well, can he shoot?
He doesn't shoot it great, but he's consistent enough to where
he shoots it better than Duke's point guard.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Come on, man. Don't get me on that.
Time to go to break, right?
Trayvon Duval is who we talking about. He can't shoot.
He might need to shoot the other hand.
Yeah, for real. He
might help.
He might need to granny that thing.
Yeah.
All right, before we go to break, though, would it be sad, and real quick, would it be sad if Oklahoma doesn't make the tournament and no one sees Trae Young?
I think for star power alone, it would hurt the tournament because he's been talked about all year. We're looking at another Ben Simmons type situation for the tournament if he doesn't make it. It's a hole in the tournament because that's who the whole ESPN has been talking about. We've seen him all year.
Poster child.
Yeah. Oklahoma got more run in basketball than they did in football.
They really did.
That's crazy. All right, man, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got this new segment, the Power Five NBA. And before we go to break, let me pose this question, sort of a lifestyle question, and we're going to answer this when we come back. Han, D-Will, G-Money, this is the question, lifestyle question. If you had to take, and Facebook Live, y'all please chime in on this too. If you had to take one of these two, who would you take? And this is a brotherly comedian thing. Would you take Chris and Tony Rock or Eddie and Charlie Murphy?
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah, so when we come back, we will entertain that. You listen to Sports Roundtable, SRT Radio on the Real Real, 1100 AM.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on the Real Real, 1100 AM.
What's up? This your man, D-Will the Coach, here on behalf of Real Talk Tees. Real Talk Tees is for the players, geniuses, and bosses. For those who hustle, for the fresh, and for the iconic. Real Talk Tees is urban, affordable, vintage t-shirts to help you express yourself. So visit realtalktees.bigcartel.com to order yours today. So how about this? You got a specific mood in mind? Custom orders are available also to help you and yours stand out. So visit realtalktees.bigcartel.com, where what's real lasts forever.
Are you looking for a new, pre-owned, or used car to get you around the city or simply from point A to point B? Look no further. Jay's Used Cars is the place to be. Jay believes your job is your credit, and no matter what your situation is, Jay will get you in a car. Visit Jay's at 3820 Lawrenceville Highway in Tucker and mention Sports Roundtable, get a 10% discount. Go to jaysusedcars.com to check out the inventory. Jay's Used Cars, where they stack them deep and sell them cheap.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
What's up? My name is Marquise Kiki Hicks, assistant men's basketball coach at Point University. When I get my sports fix, I listen to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on AM 1100 and srtradio.com.
Exhaustive research of watching basketball games, listening to arguments in the barbershop, and watching sports debate shows where one person talks particularly too loud. The SRT is here to bring you the NBA Power Rankings.
All right, welcome back to Sports Roundtable, and we're introducing a new segment called the NBA Power Rankings, in which we give you our top five teams, regardless of conference, and our top three MVP candidates. So this is the first week we've done it. And we'll start with the teams, power rankings. Number 5 is the Boston Celtics. Number 4 is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number 3, the Toronto Raptors. Number 2, the Golden State Warriors at number 2. And number 1 is the Houston Rockets. So, and for our MVP rankings, we go with our top 3. And this week, number three is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm. Number 2 is LeBron James. And number 1 is James Harden.
So, no KD?
Okay.
What?
The Greek freak got it now.
The Greek freak.
Now,
who voted that.
Now, this was all composed of the SRT crew, and we voted, and no one knows who voted what. So, are y'all satisfied with the top 5, with Houston being 1?
No.
That's exactly what I had.
No.
The way it lined up?
No.
Well, except for Cleveland, Boston, had them flip.
If Golden State doesn't pack it in the last night before the All-Star break, and they don't lose that game, they end the break as the best team. And the only reason Houston has the best record in the NBA is because Golden State lost that last game.
Right. I agree with that. But you got to look at the streak that Houston is on, the way I looked at it, that they won, like, 10 in a row.
Whoopty.
Yeah, but and it has not been close. They beat Golden State head-to-head in this run. And, I mean, to me, I've just seen them play so much better than what Golden State. I think this, what we're doing, if I'm not mistaken, we're saying who's hot right now, right, G?
Right.
Not okay. So that's what I was. That's what I worry about like that. So that's why I had Houston, because I think they were playing the better basketball. That's why I had Houston.
And here's
saying that they're better than Golden State.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm not that. I just think at this point, I think they're playing better.
And that's why probably Harden is number MVP. 1 in MVP. Okay, D.
And I totally got the total opposite. I got Golden State as the best, as number 1, and I got KD as the MVP.
Right now? Right.
Yes, because my thing is, they had the best record in the NBA, and they're considered not to be playing the hottest right now. So how are you not the hottest team, and you still got the best record? If they don't lose, I forget who they lost to. The Pelicans, maybe. It was somebody. They lost to Portland last game. Portland, yeah. Exactly. When KD put up 50.
They got blown out by Utah about 2 games prior to that.
And they still had the best record
in the NBA. They did. Don't get me wrong. So I agree.
My
but
thing
what
is,
we're talking about is the streak.
I understand.
And going into.
But let me explain where I'm coming from.
Go ahead.
The reason I say that, because you say Houston is on this crazy streak, and they're still not playing better than Golden State because they still don't have a better record than Golden State. You see what I'm saying? They were still neck and neck, and you say Houston was playing out-of-this-mind basketball. So my thing is, if Golden State is still running neck and neck and they're not playing the best, that, to me, gives them the nod as the power rankings, as meaning the best team in the NBA right now, that gives them the nod to me. And to me, KD is playing the best basketball in the league, hands down.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, what about the rest? So, is Cleveland overranked, or just because 2 or 3 games they jumps up to what was
it?
Was they 3, 4?
Yeah, I had them. You got them at 4.
They were number.
They 4 right here, I believe.
Yeah, they, 4. They're number 4.
Yeah. 4.
Number 4.
And they jumps over Boston because they beat Boston. I mean,
they beat Boston down.
Yeah.
You know, the game was not really competitive. So I had Cleveland at 3. I didn't even have Boston in my top 5. I didn't even vote for them. I'm just going to be transparent. Mm-hmm. I didn't even put Boston in my top 5 because to me, Boston is not very impressive.
Yeah.
They look the part, but on the court, they're just simply too young.
I am.
I think Boston is struggling, and that's what I want to look forward going into the second part of the year, to see if they're going to be able to regain that defensive intensity and get back to just enough scoring.
Right.
As far as Cleveland, yeah, I struggled, but I did put them in the top 5 because they were so impressive in those two games, really,
mm-hmm.
that they had their full squad. And they beat 2 quality teams. So that's why I did it.
Revenge on OKC.
So what, and then they blew
Boston out.
But what I do want to see is, was that just a product of being a new squad to everybody and nobody know how to cover them? You see what I'm saying? Because they're going to be different coverages and different schemes
now that they've seen them.
Right, exactly. So we'll see how that works. But I do like the athleticism, the sharing of the ball, and the pecking order. I think that's one of the best things. It's just like us coming in here, D. We know he's leading us, so we got to take what he gives us, and then we run with it. And I think what they had a problem with before is that they had too many alphas. They had all these Chiefs and no Indians. You know, just everybody was, you know, wanting this.
But how could Jay Crowder, how could Jay Crowder even think that he's alpha just because they want
him? Well,
we weren't considering him.
Hold on now, pump your brakes.
Yeah, he might have had the peace pipe. He might have been cheaping.
And I totally agree with you on that hand. If you look at the players they brought in, none of those cats were number one options or have been number one options at any of their stops prior. A lot of them are young. Jordan Clarkson has been a perennial six man.
Right.
Larry Nance Jr. was not the man in L.A. Rodney Hood was a second or third option in Utah. And bringing those guys in, they, like you say, they fall in line perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm mad I ain't getting my shots. Isaiah Thomas. There's no, I'm a Hall of Famer. Why am I coming off the bench, Dwayne Wade? And reports are he was the cancer in the locker room. It was Dwayne.
And I think what happened was it rubbed a lot of the teammates. Remember I said this at the beginning. Yeah. Bringing Dwayne in.
Yeah.
Rubbed a lot of the other guys. Hey, man, we've been palling around.
Hold on,
chicken wings together and everything.
Are y'all sure Gabriel Union ain't had nothing to do with none of this?
Oh, you know she did. Come on now.
I mean, we can't put everything on Dwayne.
I'm not saying this. I wasn't saying it's really his fault. What I'm saying is his presence.
Okay.
Because it's like when you bring your best friend in, everybody else is, you know, has to take a step back.
But he's a Hall of Famer. He's the third best shooting guard of all time.
But think about it. JR couldn't make a shot while Dwayne. Since he's been gone, he can't miss.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I mean. He just kind of affected the whole chemistry. Before
you go, and to go back a little bit to where Hans said, who's playing the hottest right now? You know who I had in my top five?
Who?
Utah. Utah Jazz. Jazz has won 11 straight games.
Oh, yeah. They
So if you're talking, we're talking power rankings for right now.
But they're not in the playoffs.
They started off slow.
Number 10 right now.
Listen, we're talking about right now,
you know,
today.
And that's what I meant about Houston.
I still got Golden State. I still think Golden State's playing better.
Okay. I like Golden State there too, though. They still a good team.
All right, let's go ahead and flip it to the MVP. All right, Giannis 3, LeBron 2. Harden won. No love for Westbrook. Just asking.
He right out there now. He right there.
He's in the five. We only went three. He's in the five.
It's not far.
He's in the five.
He's not far.
He's kind of covering a lot of ill wills. Lack of coaching.
Ding, ding, ding. Where my bell?
He's covering a lot of ill wills. Ball stop, Carmelo. He's covering a lot of ill wills.
Ding.
I mean, he got the best bodyguard in the league.
Mm-hmm, Steven Adams, buddy.
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a point where the big three would be Russ, Paul, and Adams.
Really?
It's starting to look that way, the way that they're actually playing. But let's get to Giannis and how he's doing with Milwaukee. And why is he in the three?
Well, he started out so hot and so high with his numbers, his game was playing so well. Then you had this coaching change. You had brought Bledsoe in. So it's still – now it's kind of like, well, what is his role now? Is he still more of the ball-dominant guy now that you have Jabari
coming back?
So that's another thing I want to see going forward. But, I mean, he played so well early. That's why I had him in the top three. I had him behind James.
Okay.
And I had him right above King James myself.
Right.
Because I think, you know, LeBron, you could give it to him every year if you want to.
I agree.
If you really want to talk about the best player in the league, you could just go ahead and pencil him in, stencil the trophy, and give it to him. So depending on how Cleveland pushes towards the playoffs, if they make a run and really move back up in here and put pressure on Toronto and Boston and get back up in that hunt for one or two, I think you got to give LeBron
considering
it,
a year.
Yeah, I mean, oh, man. But it's tough because the knock is going to be, well, he played bad at this time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be catch 22 in that situation.
And the reason I didn't put Giannis in my top three is because the reason, he, like Han said, he started off sizzling. And he's, you know, tailed off some. And I believe the reason he's tailed off, they got rid of Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd knew how to utilize Giannis to make him the focal point of that offense. And everything ran. Exactly. Yeah. Everything ran through him. And since they got rid of Jason Kidd, you have seen his numbers decline. And that's not taking anything away from him. He's still in the conversation. I just didn't put him in my top three because Kevin Durant is playing so out of body, out of mind right now that, to me, he is the clear-cut MVP, in my opinion. Because if you watched him the other night against Portland, when he put up 50 on 19 shots. And that's uber efficient. So if you can tell, that team runs differently when he's not there. And to me, right now, he's the clear-cut MVP. And I had James, I had the beard at number two because with the run that Houston's on, Houston is doing what Houston is like. No. I'm not arguing. They're great right now. But to me, he's slightly behind KD. And like you say, King James is there. You could put him there every year. It just depends on what your taste is.
Only reason when I look at KD is like, it's so many nights that he's got to say, I got to back off and let Steph get his. Or I got to, if one thing about Golden State, whoever's the hot guy, they let him go. Whether that's Clay. You know, Isaiah used to call it feeding the pig when they had him and Dumars and Vinny.
Yeah.
Whoever was hot got the rock no matter what. And that's a good thing about Golden State, and it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
Because KD might go two or three games by just getting right at 20 points. Then he'll have that big
25.
Breakout. 25, right. Because I think he's averaging 25. Yeah. Steph averaging 26. Mm-hmm. So, and that, it's just so hard because it's up and down.
But that's offensively.
Yeah.
The thing that cuts close to me but is KD on the defensive end.
And I know you don't like the defensive plus minus, but
yeah,
he and Steph have dropped in plus minus big time in this run.
That's only plus minus.
Exactly. Well, now I don't want the listeners or anybody to get it twisted. I'm pretty sure we can debate this all day long, but I'm pretty sure all of these players that we're talking about would rather win a ring. They can care less about individual, who's this, who's that, and things of that nature. But before we move forward, you got to be impressed with James Harden in the last couple of years and what we didn't think he could do.
Right. Since you said that, when he left Oklahoma City, did you see him being
absolutely
the
not.
Star?
Absolutely
that he's
not. Absolutely not.
I didn't either.
Absolutely not. It's. I'm impressed. I'm super, super, super impressed with James Harden and what he has done. With adding, it's like he hadn't lost a step. Mm-hmm. Add Chris Paul, okay, and still
yeah,
my
that's
team.
Working,
that's
I
the
did,
shot.
I didn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
We're all down.
I mean,
that.
Should we give D'Antoni more credit?
He was coach of the year last
Wait
year.
Wait until the playoffs start.
I knew that was coming.
Because that off, it just been shown.
I already
it just
know.
It doesn't work a lot of times playoffs. In playoffs.
But
and we'll see.
Has he had, in this offense, has he had two players as dynamic?
No. He had.
Exactly.
Yeah. He had.
But so
that's
he hadn't had
I'm still getting the break.
That's a good point. That's a good point going into the playoffs.
Exactly. He hadn't had this dynamic.
I agree with that. I think more of it, though, is that it's the ancillary pieces he has. He has people, like we always talk about, knowing their role.
Mm-hmm.
The other guys out there know what to do. Defend.
Bingo.
Spot up in three. Defend.
We got PJ Tucker shooting threes.
Right.
Ariza.
But he got some dogs to play defense.
Yes.
Even if they don't focus on it, they go out
there
and that's their job.
Exactly. He got two people in there that, you know, Paul might be a little liability, and we know Harden is not going. But he has the other three on the court at the time are going to play defense.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, before we go into some other news, let's get back to the Murphy and Rock thing. We asked, as a lifestyle thing, would you take Eddie and Tyler Murphy or Tony and Chris Rock? G, we'll start with you on the comedian brotherly love. Who you taking?
Give me the Murphys.
Any particular reason why?
Well,
R.I.P. Charlie.
I think that I know more about Charlie Murphy than I do Tony Rock.
Okay.
And from what I've seen, I think that Charlie is funnier.
Okay. All right, Han.
Yeah, I got to go with the Murphy boys, man. I mean, Charlie Murphy came in later on. You know, we got to know him through the Chappelle Show and other, you know, I guess various things and projects that he might have been in. You saw him in spot stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at a time, like I said before, when Eddie Murphy was hot, if social media would have been around then, there's no telling how big he would be. Right. I mean, he would go past generations that, you know, like people now know about Michael Jordan that, you know, have no clue or never saw him play basketball. And it would be the same thing with Eddie Murphy. And his movies kind of live on anyway. So I go with the Murphys. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with Shrek and all that.
Beware you.
Okay, I'm going to put it like this. Chris Rock and Eddie Murphy, that's a wash. Those are two legends. Like you, it's really your preference on which one you like the most. They're, both of them body of work is extensive. Both of them filthy rich. Both of them are hilarious. So it comes down to Charlie Murphy and Tony Rock. And that's not even close. like that's not even a debate. Like Tony Rock is not even like you say, RIP Charlie Murphy. He's not in the same realm of a Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy. Because you got to understand, the Dave Chappelle Show, the Chappelle Show that was iconic in the early 2000s, was almost solely based on the writing of Charlie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Charlie Murphy came up with the Lil Jon bit. He came up with the, what's the crazy man name? The musician?
Rick James.
He came up with the Rick James bit.
That the Prince one also.
And thank you. And he came up with the Prince. And those are the three of the biggest bits from the Chappelle Show. So when you consider, and Tony Rock right now is just now, let's be honest, Tony Rock is everywhere right now. Just in the last 2 weeks, he's been on Sway in the Morning. He's been on The Breakfast Club. He has his own stand-up special coming out.
Yep.
He's had two TV shows on TV One.
Right.
So my thing is, he is now starting to ascend as a hot comedian. But when you're talking about Charlie Murphy, man, that's Charlie Murphy.
Yeah,
so I got to give it to the Murphys.
Got to give it to the Murphys. So unbelievable. It wasn't this wasn't one of those things where, how do we caught in the moment because we see Tony Rock everywhere now. Mm-hmm. So obviously the Murphys are.
Well, I just
top
got
crown.
Hey, my boy Corey Washington, that's my dog, that's my brother. He just said he going with the Rocks.
He going with the Rocks
for one reason and one reason only: the Netflix deal. Because they are getting paid from Netflix, so you can't be mad.
You
about
can't go
that.
Wrong.
But like you say, social media era.
Yeah.
If the Murphys were the social media was back then, they would have ate Netflix up.
Oh my
up.
God,
I'm raw.
No doubt.
Raw would have been the biggest thing in the world.
No doubt.
Absolutely. All right. In other news, we got to give a shout out to Morehouse University. Morehouse is actually ranked 9th in Division 2. One loss in Clark Atlanta. They actually beat Clark Atlanta by 1 point. Clark is ranked 20th. Heck of a game from what I hear. So shout out to Grady Brewer over there at Morehouse, the head coach. Shout out to Morehouse. So hopefully the locals are doing some things over there. Also, and this is something that's out of our realm, but Bubba Wallace finished second in the NASCAR Daytona 500 this past weekend.
That's a brother, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
name like Bubba.
We got to give it to him for Black History Month. And of course, we can't go without mentioning Austin Dillon won the Daytona 500. So, shout out to Bubba Wallace, Darrell Wallace Jr. as his government name. Issue with Mr. Butler sitting out of the All-Star game.
Yes.
for the reason that was given.
Everybody resting.
Why would you even go there?
We've established that he had the LA flu, right?
That's exactly what he had. It wasn't about no rest. It was about getting it in.
Yeah.
He live in Minnesota, bro. Yeah. he resides in Minnesota. He got to come to LA for a weekend. He went ham. Yeah. Ham.
Oh, boy. All right. So, Will... Stanton and Judge for the Yankees hit 50 home runs apiece this year.
They did it last year when they weren't teammates.
In that lineup, probably so.
Yes.
And I think they got, I want to say they got either Judge or Stanton hitting second in the lineup, which means he's going to get a lot more at-bats. Mm-hmm. See a lot of more fastballs in that second spot.
They got
spot.
Some sticks around him, man. Didi Gregorius, and they got some sticks in the lineup, man.
Yeah, it ain't even fair.
Yeah, it's gonna be a runaway with the AL East.
They said BP was just awesome yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I actually watched that.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I heard about it.
I actually watched BP for the Yankees yesterday. Shocking.
Bombs,
I know. Oh, man. And you got to understand, they weren't even going 100%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they were knocking it out of the park.
And let's not forget about Sanchez, the catcher. Did he get close to 50 home runs last year?
I don't know how many he got.
It was plenty. Mm. So they go, the Bronx Bombers.
Yeah, truly have their names.
Truly have their names now. So, all right, the Jets have been rumored they're going all in on Kirk Cousins, even to the tune of $60 million in the first year.
Hey, can I do something?
Do what you want.
$60 million for Kirk Cousins? I had to get my auto port on. Are you serious? $60 million?
Hey,
stop it! Stop it!
That's why they're the Jets.
Drop the hammer. That's why they're the Jets.
And
it's a lot of money, man.
$60 million?
That's too much.
I mean,
wouldn't, if I was the Jets, it would be different if that was the last piece I needed. Mm-hmm. I would bid for, if I had to outbid people. But getting Kirk Cousins is not going to put them over the top. Now, Denver, that might be a different situation because right. I think that's where he's going to end up myself. But that's just too much money for you if you're the Jets. Because it's not going to make you that much better. Mm-hmm. You know, you had serviceable quarterback play last year. You played well, even with what was one of those McCowns, whatever they are.
Josh. Yeah. He had a career year.
Yeah, and he had a good year. I mean, he was good in fantasy.
Yeah, and they cheated him in New England.
Exactly. And then there were certain games that they had a chance to win, so they could have won about two or three other games with him at quarterback. And that's all they're going to do with Cousins at quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't pay $60 million. To have basically the same product that I'm going to have that I had last year. That makes sense to me.
I had a question. Now, Hancock, do you think that this makes with this situation, it makes the quarterback position a little overvalued? Because if they're going to give him this much money in the first year, that's how desperate they are for a quarterback. But do you think this will bring down the value of a quarterback depending on how he plays, or will this be like the standard going forward?
Look, if Osweiler's play didn't bring it down,
then
it's going to bring it down. It's just that in the NFL, the thing that's being said is that you have to have a quarterback. So people are going to overpay. They're going to, you know, jump at that big free agent, and he's going to always be in demand. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, if Osweiler's play didn't do it, nothing is going to do it.
What's the cliche?
Keep giving that money.
What's the old cliche? The ceiling is the floor.
The ceiling is the floor.
So it's not going to bring it down. They're going to always be overvalued. Always.
Jarvis Landry gets franchise tag.
I thought they would. Did they get Lawrence too?
He's the only one that went down so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they got Lawrence.
They're going to.
Well, I was going to say, is that official? Because I didn't see that.
I heard those were the two that were coming. I saw Landry, but I heard Lawrence was in the mix also.
Well, reports are they tagged Landry to trade him.
Okay? Really?
Yes. That's what reports are coming out. They tagged him to trade him because that makes him more, I guess, desirable on the trade market. Because 1 year at 16, that comes off your books.
Right.
And then you can resign. Exactly. So they said, look for Jarvis Landry to maybe get traded before the season starts.
Really?
Yep.
So what you thinking about Lawrence? They should have paid him or hand or what?
Landry?
No, Lawrence.
Do I think they should have paid him?
Paid him or tagged him?
I think you tag him as long as you can. You know, if I don't have the top, I don't know. He might not have a season like that next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, with the franchise tag, the spirit of the rule, and there's kind of been a thing going on with Cousins, but the spirit of the rule is you buy yourself more time.
Exactly.
So they have until July to get a long-term deal. So it can still be done,
right,
just in case it doesn't happen, then we're paying you this much for the year.
And that's what I would do with Lawrence because, you know, we're talking about a guy that kind of broke onto the scene and really turned up. Mm-hmm. But is this really what he is? Like we saw here at home with number 44.
Yeah.
You know, Beasley. Yeah, we saw Beasley. What is Beasley, a 12, 13 sack guy? Is he a 7-8 guy? So I don't know. Is Lawrence really that dominant of a player where you want to really tie up all that cap space into him?
Well, they had to with their defensive line getting long in the tooth.
But that's why
you got Sue getting older. Yeah, exactly.
You had to talking about Dallas. We're talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I heard Sue might be on the block, on the market.
Yeah. He is. That's what I was.
Yeah.
He might be released.
Yeah. So
he long in the tooth, man.
All right. So with that being said, let's continue this NFL other news. Adrian Peterson, is he done? Does he even get another shot in the NFL? Is he just gone and fade away? Because he's been released by the Cardinals.
I think he just needs to go and sit out and wait on his gold jacket. You know, because why tarnish the rest of your career? Because what people are going to remember is your last game. So he's had a illustrious Hall of Fame career. That's no question. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. So why, especially at his age and his ability right now, you got money. You know, unless he got a lot of baby mamas.
One thing he's chasing is a championship.
You know what that means.
Go to New England.
He's going to the Patriots.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they could use a running back. But can Adrian Peterson, as we saw last year when he went to the Saints, can he be a team player?
Well, he's going to have to be with New England because he won't make it through the season.
Exactly.
They'll get rid of him.
So does it even make sense to go there and have your last season? You got kicked off the team mid-season.
Ring chasing, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with ring chasing.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a goal line vulture like Blunt was for them.
Right.
Even though he probably won't like that role, he wants to get 20, 25 carries. But I think he'll be
his time's done.
When they get it inside the five, they'll give it to him.
Are y'all mad that Mark Cuban was only fined $600,000 for admitting tanking?
I can't believe he did it. I can't believe it. Well, I'm not saying I can't believe he tanked. I can't believe he admitted he tanked. Yeah. Because he actually used the words like, I had dinner with my players and told them we are tanking.
Yeah. You have to. I mean,
you know, Hand loves this.
I keep saying,
he loves
this. You gotta lose to get better, man. Look,
but it should be an unwritten rule, all right?
We're going to baseball.
When you're a billionaire,
can't get it on tape.
When you're a billionaire, it doesn't matter. I guess
600,000 ain't nothing to him.
Make that bat.
Yeah.
So, you know, Cuban, he just, you know, he danced his own music anyway.
Yeah, but Cuban got bigger problems. He got bigger fish to fry right now.
Thing going on
because it allegedly come out that he has rampant sexual assault allegations from the president and to other employees, and he said he's ashamed that happened on his watch as the owner. So he has bigger fish to fry than $600,000 right now.
Wow. Now, let's talk about Bill Polian before we go into the second half of the show. I mean,
everybody take a deep breath.
Obviously, we did this a month ago, right?
A month ago.
And it already got over 400 views on YouTube. He said out of his mouth, and he is supposed to be a Hall of Fame
GM
or something.
Yeah. Oh, he is a Hall of Fame GM. Let's give him his credit. His career speaks for itself.
But
has time passed him by? Let's keep it real.
He actually said Lamar Jackson needs to go ahead and be a receiver now, and don't wait till he's 29 like the other guy did.
Other black guys.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Manziel and what's the kid?
Mayfield.
Should they all just go to Canadian League and play? Because that's the type of, you know, quarterbacks that they are.
Yeah. They Doug Flutie's.
Right. So, I mean, this is... The man's a Heisman Trophy winner, man. He's the same as Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel. They got their shots.
But this is a guy who, you know, to his credit, he drafted Jim Kelly and Peyton Manning. So that's what he thinks a quarterback looks
exactly.
like.
Exactly. You're right.
And for someone who's been in the game that long, they're not going to see a quarterback who even looks a little different or plays a little differently. They're not going to see that guy as a legit quarterback.
And I agree. The bad part
that's
about
cold,
it.
Marty.
Yeah, that's cold, Marty.
What Marty saying? Marty all the time.
He said, I said, you have to lose to get better. I said, the Cowboy have been losing for 20 years.
What's up?
That's cold, man. That's my cousin.
That's your family.
That's fam. That's
but
cold.
Go ahead, do what you were saying.
But my thing is, Lamar Jackson is of course, the most dynamic player overall in this draft. But we've seen his model work in the NFL. We've seen Michael Vick have success. We saw, just to go back even further, we saw Randall Cunningham have success playing this style. We saw Colin Kaepernick have this type of success playing this style of football. And he is more dynamic, arguably with Vick, I don't know, but he's more dynamic than those others, hands down. So why would you say for him to move positions? My thing would be, if Bill Polian was sitting here right now, my question to him would be, why would he need to change? I want to know his reasoning, and just don't give me because he runs a 4-1. We've never seen him run a route. We've never seen him catch
exactly.
a pass. We've never seen him do anything other than what he's done, and that's be a great college quarterback. Now, all these other cats that are Lily that have come out, and you know who I'm going to. Tim Tebow was a first-round pick. Tim Tebow was a first-round. And he can't hit the side of a barn if you stood him 2 feet away from it.
Right.
But you take this cat, Lamar Jackson, who had better numbers last year than he had in his Heisman Trophy year. Passing, his passing efficiency went up, his completion rating went up, and his rushing went up. So my thing is, why would he have to switch positions? Because he's not Terrell Pryor.
Nope.
He's not Braxton Miller. But he's not those type of players.
These prototypes don't always work out either.
No.
Oh, let's run down. We can run down a lot of busts.
Exactly. So, I mean, we look at it. We look at guys like the guy that came out and went to with Peyton Manning.
Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf, bust.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So, Todd Marinovich, bust.
Brady Quinn,
bust. And all these guys are supposed to be can't miss. So, why is it that you're worried about Lamar Jackson busting, but you're not worried about the prototypes busting?
And here's the thing. We're talking about the potential number one pick that they have on the board right now, Josh Allen.
Bust out.
Who is Josh Allen, and what has he accomplished on the college level besides throw more interceptions almost than touchdowns in his last year?
And Darnold, the same way.
Same thing. We have seen nothing from them but these, because you're 6'4 and Lilly. If you're 6'4 and Lilly, you can get there, baby. It's going to happen. And have a... Me and Big H O were listening to a report today. Guess who they compared Josh Allen to?
Who?
Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell. Because he's prototypical size, prototypical arm, but what is his savvy? We hadn't seen him do anything.
Nope.
So, listen. I need Bill Polian to come out and make an apology.
I'm more mad at ESPN for putting it out, just putting it on the air.
Well, you know, they just looking for controversy because they need somebody to watch their station. Yeah.
Well, maybe Lamar can talk to Sammy Sosa and get some bleaching.
Because what is Lamar Jackson? He's what, 6'3", 190, almost 200 pounds?
With a cannon.
So, isn't that prototypical?
4.1, 4.2.
But listen, that's
RPO.
That's the other thing.
Edge Rosen ain't going to get no sack.
Josh Rosen is slight build.
Slight build. Very.
But I don't hear anything about him not having the measurables.
Baker Mayfield.
Man, that's crazy.
Come on, he's barely 6 foot.
All right, the NBA Power Ranker was sponsored by Real Talk Tees. We got a shirt for every mood. Go to realtalktees.bigcartel.com. That's going to end the first hour of the show. When we come back, got our main guy Don Stinson in studio, DNA Sports.
Hey.
In the building, you listen to Sports Roundtable, SRTRadio.com on 1100 AM.
Are you thinking about changing the station? You're only hurting yourself. Keep listening to Sports Roundtable on 1100 AM.
You're tuned into WWE Hickville, AM 1100.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Basketball season is already underway, and even though you're playing, you want to take your game to the next level. That's where the Bow Bell Basketball Academy comes in. For boys and girls ages 6 and up, Atlanta's own Bow Bell has played and coached basketball all around the world and is here to share his philosophies to help any player maximize their potential. Visit CoachBowBell.com for details about upcoming camps or call 770-912-4104 for more information. Bow Bell Basketball Academy. Maximize your true potential.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Sports Roundtable.
Whoever discontinued Save-A-Lots. Those are the shortbread cookies with the chocolate on the back, the extra big ones used to say Save-A-Lot. Yeah. Whoever discontinued that, I'm going to take your badge. Mm. All y'all little Girl Scouts selling them cookies on the corner. I'm going to walk up and I'm going to take your badge if you ain't got no Save-A-Lots. I'm going to kick your table over. I'm going to crush your Thin Mints. I'm going to lick all the coconuts off your Samoas. Get my doggone Save-A-Lots back. Get them. Get me my Save-A-Lots.
Only on WWE, The Real 1100 AM.
Uh-oh, Breezy.
Yeah.
Looks like they back for a fifth season, man.
Who that?
Sports Roundtable.
Who?
SRT,
they got that realness flowing in they DNA. Damn you lame, if you ain't, tune to SRT today. H.O. got that payload when he say so, what you betting on? Don't get mad at me on fantasy, break up Kyrie LeBron. I be smooth as sports superhero Hancock in the mix. Deal with roll tie forever, real talk, you know who he gon' pick. See where I be with SRT, behind the glass, that G-Money. Man, with a strong, I never lose, six man elite, that's Jay Smooth.
All you other sports radio shows, it's fake news. Believe it. Turn up your radios, cause it's time for SRT Radio.
Yeah.
What up? It's the Sports Roundtable. We're live. SRT Studios overlooking Atlantic Station. Thanks for joining us in the penthouse. If you want to give us a call, 404-603-8770. We had fun the first half of the show. The Murphys just took over the show, especially Tyler Murphy, RIP. And got a special guest in the studio, but we'll get to that in a second. First half of the show, got into some hot news, of course. NBA power rankings. Some other news, gave Morehouse definitely a shout out. So, you mentioned Clark too. Clark doing their thing. They ranked 20th. So hopefully the locals will still continue to do their thing in Division II basketball. Also want to mention, man, you listen to the hottest sports show on radio. And if you want to listen to more hot sports shows on 1100, Elizabeth Williams, former Duke basketball player, she will be on Chicks in the Sports coming up this Friday, 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to get to Saturday morning sports on, please tune in to 1100 3-Point Conversion with my main man Raphael from 10 to 12. And of course, in studio with me now, the man, the myth, DNA Sports. Please check him out. DNA Sports on Monday from 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. We want to welcome him to the Penthouse. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's going on? Pleasure to be here.
Hey.
Don. Welcome.
This is the Penthouse. The carpet all nice in here and everything.
Hey.
Is this Alpica?
I don't know what that is, but if it's good, yeah.
Hey, you block that. You don't rub exactly. That. You block that.
Yeah. Y'all tell me it's Alpica in here. We don't have this on Monday. It's nice.
Hey, man, we try to do what we do, man. So before we get into our sports roundtable discussion, go ahead and let everybody know what to talk about on Monday, because I slid a little NASCAR in there only for you.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
Slid a little NASCAR in there. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can reach you, where they can find you, and make sure that they tune in Monday.
Hey, everything is on DNASportsTalk.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. Did I get all of them?
I got
all of them. Periscope.
All social
Periscope.
Media.
All there social media is DNA Sports Talk. If you're more than just basketball, football, baseball, if you're more than just the big three, you want to talk about some tennis, you want to talk about golf, as you mentioned, you want to talk about NASCAR, that's where you do it.
And NHL, too. They
and big, NHL.
Big NHL,
I'm telling
fan,
you.
So.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to watch that puck.
Exactly. So we covered all around the globe on 1100. So, you know, we kind of stay in our lane on Sports Roundtable. So we go shift you on over to Mondays with DNA Sports if you want to talk about hockey and NASCAR. So that's how we're rolling. But with that being said, we about to jump into this roundtable discussion.
Let's go.
The Roundtable Discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it!
Roundtable Discussion sponsored by Bo Bell Basketball. If you need some basketball help, some footwork, some feet work, please go down to Bo Bell, Coach Bo Bell Basketball.com. The man has 40 years experience in helping you and helping kids get that round ball experience. Feet work is the key. So make sure you continue to support Coach Bo Bell Basketball.com. All right. Let's jump into the NBA All-Star Weekend real quick. Let's flashback into that. And let's start off with Devin Booker, three-point specialist. Don, are you surprised of what he has ascended to in the pros?
No, because he's been doing that in Phoenix. We just don't get a chance to watch him. Either on being on the East Coast, we're a little sleepy, and, you know, by 11 o'clock when he's starting to hit his stride in the second quarter and he's only got 12 points, you know, it's time to go to sleep and get ready for the next day.
Yeah.
But you look up the next day and catch the highlights, and he finished with 42, and you realize, whoa, he went off and from about midway through the second quarter until the end of the game. The other thing is, if you're not winning, it's kind of hard to pay attention to. So that's the only knock against him, is he's on a bad team. But as far as his scoring ability, that's always there. In a three-point shootout, one of the things you have to have is a good release and use the least amount of work to get your shot off. Yep. Those pure scorers who have to elevate and get into a rhythm struggle because they get tired out. So with him, he has an easy, smooth jump shot, doesn't require a lot of work, which is why he was able to set the record with an asterisk.
Yeah, thank
you. I say
that.
Throw
that
on there.
Yeah.
Because you got a whole rack of money balls that you can set up in any location that you want to. And, I mean, to me, it's nothing better than seeing a man have his warm-up jersey on, don't even take it off, and drop 25, and knew that the competition was over when he got there.
Wow.
You know, a little curly-haired white guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Exactly. All right, Han, your thoughts on Devin Booker. Are you surprised?
I told you. I saw him in college. Saw some, you know, a few things and some flashes. You always told me the guy could shoot. He could play.
Right.
Seeing him go to the next level now, and I watch him like I'm up all night watching late West Coast games. But just to watch him score, he scores. He shoots with ease. But what I'm impressed by now is that I didn't think he could put it down on the floor enough, but I've seen him put it on the floor and go to the basket, which enhances his game and helps him really get easier buckets. Mm-hmm. Because now, okay, you got to honor my three. Mm-hmm. So if you come up on me, now I can pat a little bit and get to the rack. Because, wait, he's got to be about 6'6". So he's bigger than you think, and he's more athletic, because I didn't think he had the athleticism. Mm-hmm. So just seeing that, if I'm GMs around the league, I'm trying to put together something. He's got to get out of Phoenix. Yeah. You know, whatever that is, you got to get him into somewhere. I mean, he's not as defensive-minded as Klay Thompson, but he's Klay Thompson.
Right. Yeah,
maybe a little bit more. They're pretty even. But that's the type of player he is. He can fill it up, man. Anybody that can go for 70, he can fill it up. I'm impressed with
it. All right, G.
It was nice to see him win. And, you know, if someone like were to put any money on it, then it probably would have been better to bet on someone like him rather than people who have won it before, like Gordon or Thompson. It wasn't really that interesting until the last round because no one had broken 20.
Right.
Until Booker. And then Thompson had 25.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably would have won any other year. But it was nice to see. I don't know if Booker will be able to get out of Phoenix. They probably want to build a team around him. Or, you know, they need a new owner or something because it's a mess down there.
All right, D-Will.
Well, you know, I'm big into the AAU. I'm really big into high school basketball and recruiting. So, as y'all know, I'm from Alabama, and I used to coach for the Nike Alabama Challenge, which is now the Nike Alabama Fusion in the EYBL. Devin Booker was from Mississippi.
Right.
He actually played on
Moss Point.
He actually played on the Alabama Challenge 17 and under team. So he played in his AAU ball in Alabama. So I got to see him early, and I knew from day one he could fill it up. You look at him, and he does. He's not as long as the prototypical NBA player, so he doesn't look like he's 6'6", but he's a legit 6'6", and he also has that pudgy looking body.
Yeah, baby fat look.
But you got to understand, he's still only 20 years old. Yeah. That's why he hadn't grown into his man body yet, so he still has that little bit of baby fat and pudge on him. But for somebody who can fill it up like him, and I'm going to tell you, he can put it on the floor a lot better than people give him credit. He can put it on the floor better than Klay Thompson. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that now. Klay Thompson is a one or two dribble. Devin Booker can get all the way to the rack if he wants to. All right. So I'm going to tell you like this. He is a future superstar in this league if he can get out of Phoenix.
Got to get out of Phoenix.
If he gets stuck in Phoenix, and I agree with G, he's a piece that you don't want to get rid of. But you know what he also is? He's the piece that you also get rid of to tank. What do you say? Yeah. To get better, you got to get worse.
Yeah.
So what is their number one asset?
But they're going to keep getting low pick. I mean, they're going to get another good pick this year.
Yeah.
But listen, they're getting a lot of high draft picks, but they're not doing it in the form of the 76ers. They're not going through a process. They're not going through the process.
They're not getting the right type of
play. Exactly. And I like Josh Jackson, but will Josh Jackson turn in?
Somebody need to get him in 2 years. You might have another Oladipo.
But you know his body. He has to improve that body because right now he's real thin.
Yeah, Oladipo.
But I was excited to see him win the three-point shooter because we now see a pure scorer in the league again. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've seen a pure scorer. Steph is not a pure scorer. He's a pure shooter. Klay is a pure shooter. We hadn't seen a pure scorer in the form of Devin Booker in a long time, and he's refreshing to watch.
All right, putting y'all on the spot. 2-on-1 break. You the point guard. Who would you rather shoot, Booker, Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson. Experience. Oh, I know.
No, this one.
Ooh. I got to go with Klay, I think, right now, but ask me tomorrow.
All right, G.
I'll take Klay. He doesn't have the dribble.
D-Will?
60 and 29 minutes, 12 dribbles. Give me Klay, baby. I love you, Devin. I love you, but give me Klay, baby.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit more body work from Devin.
Yeah, you got 70, but boy, I like that.
Yeah, so, all right, let's go ahead and go to Devin Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell. Said Devin Mitchell. I don't know who Devin Mitchell is. But anyway, Devin Mitchell.
Donovan.
Donovan Mitchell.
Devin's cousin.
Yeah, his cousin.
On his mama's side.
Yeah,
Twice removed.
Exactly. he did the Vince Carter. Not quite as
good.
Not quite.
But.
Yeah, he did the Vince Carter. He wasn't Vince Saturday.
Okay, we can go with that.
He was half mad. He just wasn't amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, okay.
More impressed with his dunking skills or more impressed with what he's done for the season? We'll start with him.
the season. I mean, the dunk contest was good and all, but what he's done as a rookie, taking over now, Gordon Hayward's out of there. They got rid of
Rodney Hood.
As Shannon Shaw said, I'm so hood. That's cool. But to ascend now to be the leader of that team and take the reins and actually not shrink in those moments,
mm-hmm.
Him playing right now is real impressive.
I do.
If you go back last year and listen to the aforementioned Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino said he was going to be the steal of the draft. He said that everyone who passed him over would regret it. And right now, you're seeing that everybody who passed him over is regretting passing over Donovan Mitchell. Because he's the runaway rookie of the year. Ben Simmons don't count. But he's a runaway rookie of the year, okay?
Ben Simmons is counting.
He's had a year of NBA experience. He don't count. He's not getting that. But okay, I understand. But he took the trips. He got the money. He got the women. Blah, 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 blah. But you understand where I'm coming from. So Donovan Mitchell, to me, is the runaway rookie of the year. And I'm going to tell you like this. Not to get off Donovan Mitchell, but imagine this AAU team. Devin Booker and Rodney Hood on the same team. That was dynamic. Yeah. I got to watch that up close and personal because both of them played for the Alabama Challenge.
Yeah.
I was telling Harris, I read an article where Phoenix front office and all, when they worked Mitchell out.
You mean Utah?
Utah out. Mm-hmm. They told him if word got out or they mentioned
how good
his
was.
Name, that they would be fired.
Woo.
They wanted him that bad.
Yeah.
And they didn't want anybody to think about it at all.
And you can tell he is, if you go back and you look at the stats, he's actually taken up so much pressure off of Ricky Rubio. Because if you look at Ricky Rubio's five games when they were in that 10-game win streak, he was averaging over 25 points a game. Because guess what? The pressure of him having to be the point guard and have to score, that pressure came off because Donovan can play the one and the two. And you know what else he can do? He can guard the one and two. Yeah. So now Ricky Rubio doesn't have to work so hard on the other end, which gives him the opportunity to do what he does best.
How much credit are you going to give to Quinn Snyder as the coach? Because Quinn is a college mentality type coach.
Facts.
And having younger players who are only in their rookie and second year, he's able to reach them. Whereas a veteran coach outside of a pot wouldn't be able to reach them. And to your point of being able to slide either one to the one or the two, he's like, okay, what do you do best?
Mm.
Where can I put you in the best situation? As opposed to saying, i.e. a Mark Jackson. If you're a two, you're going to play a two.
Yep.
You need to figure out, you struggling? That's not my problem. You need to figure that out. I mean, I'm going to help you figure it out, but I'm going to stick to you being a two, as opposed to a college coach saying, the two is okay, but let's put you at one and see what happens. Or against matchups. You're going against Aaron Fox in Sacramento. I'll slide you to the one. If you're going against a big guard, what's the one from Denver?
Moutier.
Let me slide you over to the two because you can now, get your shot off. So being able to have a coach that's allowing you to put that in that situation helps out a lot.
Yeah. Quinn Snyder is very underrated because, like I say, he is a college coach, but you know where he got his ranks in the NBA? In the NBDL.
Yeah.
He won a lot in the NBDL, so he learned the NBA game there, and now he just brought it to Utah.
Yeah. If they continue to get younger, because they in a bad spot as far as picking and as far as the playoffs. Gee, what, they six right now?
Sitting at right outside eight.
Right outside eight?
Utah?
Yeah.
They are 10, yeah. But they are a game and a half back of the eighth spot.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
they in purgatory, like the Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh. The Hawks were in purgatory for years.
Exactly.
You're good enough to make the playoffs.
Preach.
But you're not bad enough to get a lottery pick.
Yeah. They would be very good if they would have did it 4 years ago, like Hans said.
I told you, should have done it 4 years ago. Get rid of them. You weren't going to win with Al Horford, man. You weren't going to win with those
guys. You
could
win with Al. You just got to put him in his natural position.
Not as constructed, though. That team they had, they weren't going to win with Al, with
your boy, Break, Millsaps.
Yeah, all those guys.
They were just Carol.
You weren't going to get farther. Even if you reached your full potential with that team, you weren't going to get out of the conference. And I don't think you could have got past LeBron.
Oh, they would never get past
LeBron. They would get past LeBron with LeBron and some fried rice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it just was
cold-blooded.
You don't think they would have got past?
That's cold-blooded.
No, they wouldn't have got past. But, I mean, what's the alternative, though, that you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the next 3 years?
My alternative would have been.
What happens if you know, LeBron tweaks an ankle for a couple of weeks, or can happen.
I understand. But if I got to go into the season hoping somebody break the ankle, I'm not trying to win. So my point on it is I would take those four All-Stars, while they were in demand or whatever, wherever you could use them, package at least two of them, get them out of here. You still had two other ones. Start building your team, get picks. You saw what Boston's done. They used KG, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and stockpiled, and now they're one of the top teams in the East. You got to use what your assets and whatever assets they had. They let them go for nothing.
But I said you got rid of your GM.
And that's my
that's what Harden.
You speaking to those
two? That's what I said.
You said both the things
because I said, well, if you ain't got nobody who can pick and put people in place, what are you going? Because they go just screw that up. But you just might, like they did.
You might luck up on a Donovan Mitchell. You might luck up on a
They're not even smart enough to do that. I don't think.
Right? Hey, maybe not. But if you have one of those guys that. Think about how that place would fill up if you had a Donovan Mitchell jumping and running.
Oh, if you had a Kawhi Leonard who falls that far
right
down.
In Atlanta. Yep. Oh, this they get behind. You need your Allen Iverson here. You need something to get excited about.
It's Black Hollywood.
And I agree.
Ain't nobody excited about German chocolate.
Unless they go.
He's a black German. Keep it real.
He's German chocolate.
Right, exactly. He's a black German.
I like that one.
The proof is. You drafted Marvin Williams and you drafted Sheldon Williams.
Two players in the same
two
position.
And eight. 2 and 8.
When you could have had Chris Paul.
And you needed a point guard.
Right. You needed one.
So that's my point. So you're not even smart enough to even draft the right people when you're in the right place to do it. We'll see this year.
Hey, I'd rather. What's that saying? It's better to love and lost than never love at all.
Hey. But I'm
I'd rather have those picks.
I like John Collins, though.
Yeah,
I got to
take a back seat to that one and say, okay, I see some potential in him. He's athletic.
Very.
Yeah, much more athletic than I thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, he has potential.
That alley-oop he called in the rookie awesome. Sophomore, nice. USA, whatever they call
Rising
it.
Star, that was, whatever.
And I do like the other kid with the dreads. Prince. He's
their trade bait. He's going to be their trade bait. Mark my word.
I thought maybe they would have packaged Schroeder. And something else to get Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker is not the answer for the Hawks.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's too big of a risk because he's too injury prone. So if you get rid of Jeremy Chocolate and say a Torian Prince for whatever.
No, not Prince. You get rid of Prince.
Who you going to package with him, though? You said package something
else. They got three first rounders.
Where are they?
They're
going to get a good pick.
You can't give up your top.
They got a good.
You got to protect your top.
They got a good slot.
Yeah.
Because they ain't proved that they can pick yet.
They slotted at six right now. I think they slotted at six right now.
It's a lot of players.
Yeah, it is a lot of players. We could say draft Colin Sexton, trade Schroeder, bring back Parker. You got Parker, Sexton, and Colin.
They might take the DeVall kid.
Boy, stop! What? Like, to y'all know I'm mock draft king. They don't even have him slotted in the first round right now.
Man, that's a waste of time. Let's talk about something.
That's your boy. Listen, he don't want to talk down about him. He don't want to talk down about his dookies.
I did see where they had him.
He was like, what, 29th?
Who won the Carolina Duke
game? They got
Duke
him with
game?
Nuggets.
Oh. Who won the Carolina Duke game?
That might be a sore spot.
You might want to slide that chair over a little bit. Might catch a bow.
They have played much better. I didn't when I first saw Carolina.
They're beating Syracuse right now. Just FYI.
I didn't think.
Well, that's D team.
They look like a Division II team.
And you know why? Your boy went out. He got hurt.
That's what it was.
Seventh Woods.
Oh my.
He got hurt and they started playing better.
They need to find 8th Wood. Seven didn't work out. Man, they was talking about all these McDonald's All-Americans that they had. These cats don't even get to go to McDonald's the way they looked in the
beginning. Yeah, right. They're playing a lot better now, though.
No cheeseburgers.
Yeah, they're playing better.
Yeah, they're playing a lot better.
For sure. All right, let's get to our Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year, MVP. And we just go around the room. Coach of the Year for me. I'm going to go with D'Antoni.
2 years in a row?
Yeah. As of right now.
Okay. Y'all laughed at me last year when I made that pick.
I didn't laugh. I just had somebody else. No. I said somebody else. Can't remember who I had at that time, but I didn't laugh at you. I thought he deserved credit.
I mean, for right now, for what he has been able to bring two point guards and just basically just rejuvenate everything that's in Houston, and he's going to add Joe Johnson, who has proven that he is a finisher.
That's a good pickup.
And you got Trevor Ariza, P.J. Tucker,
and your
playing
boy.
Defense.
Talk about your boy.
Yeah, well, he don't play defense. He's just a shooter. Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, that's your boy.
All he do is shoot.
All he do is shoot.
All he do is shoot. He just shoot and just start walking right down court. All right, so I'm going with D'Antoni. All right, Don.
We're talking about as of right now?
As of right now, who would you choose as the coach of the year? Not Billy Donovan.
What position is Boston in the East?
Second.
Exactly. After Gordon Hayward went down in the first 2 seconds of the game, everybody wrote them off.
Okay.
I mean, they went from Eastern Conference final lock to a 10 seed lottery pick as soon as he went down. Brad Stevens is the man. Okay. There's no way everybody after that night was like, there goes Boston's year.
Yep. Yep.
What has Kyrie come into?
Yep.
And for them, granted, they're
14-19, I think.
Yeah, they're struggling right now. But to still be number two in the East, I got to go with Brad Stevens right now.
Okay.
I like that. That's a real good pick. I'm going to go with D'Antoni, too, because I thought they were going to need at least two basketballs per possession.
Yeah.
With Chris Paul, I thought they were going to have to change the rules for Houston. Yeah. And this would be two ball.
Yeah.
But for him to get them to play the way they're playing and the streak that they're on now, and they honestly now do look like a threat.
Because they got some defense.
Right. They look like a threat to play against Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going into the season, we're calling this the Golden State Invitational.
We sure did.
But right now, you know, with them kind of playing down to people and the way Houston is playing.
It'll go six games.
I'm going with D'Antoni.
All right, G.
I'm also going to go with Brad Stevens. Same reasons. Like, Hayward getting hurt. You don't know what's going to happen, but I would have given it to him also last year. But to scheme an offense to make Isaiah Thomas look like he should get $200 million.
Right.
And this year, it's going to be Kyrie Irving that's going to get the $200 million. So, without Hayward, and just imagine if he had him the whole season, how good they would actually be.
Yeah.
They'll probably be running away with the East right now, I think.
Okay. All right, D. Will.
I'm going outside the box. Tyronn Lue. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, nah, LeBron. But I'm going to use the mic real quick.
I'm about to say, you should have said LeBron, not Tyronn Lue.
Exactly.
Hey, but seriously, I'm going to ride with Mike D'Antoni. I agree. I'm just going to piggyback off y'all. We said preseason, there's no way possible that James Harden is going to come off the ball because Chris Paul cannot be efficient off the ball, so you're going to have to put him on the ball. But in that offense, in that scheme, Chris Paul is flourishing off the ball, which we never thought he would be able to do, especially at this point in his career,
right,
where he's taken, you know, he's lost a step. So we never thought, he's shocking us the way he can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
Right? His set shot, he can knock that down. So with D'Antoni being able to mesh that together, and I agree with Big H.O., bringing in a Joe Johnson, Joe Jesus, that is going to be a big pickup, because we all know in the last second when all eyes will be on James Harden and Chris Paul, you put Joe Jesus in that corner unguarded, that's ball game.
Yeah.
You can call that, you can call the folks. So I'm going to go with D'Antoni also. So 2 years in a row.
Just real quick, how much credit would you guys give Brett Brown for the Sixers? Because they make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be big, though.
I'm not giving him any because,
really?
Listen, go back and look at their draft picks over the last 5 years. They tanked for 5 years. You're supposed to be good by now. But if you're not good, I understand, but you still should be good. Anybody, Tyronn Lue should be able to coach that team to the playoffs because you got five bona fide top three picks on your team right now. If he should be fired if they were losing right now. That's my whole thing, because they tanked for so long.
I.e. Jason Kidd.
Thank you. Man, I don't think he should have lost his
now,
job.
No,
I agree, but that's the reason why.
That's the reason why.
I think a close second or a real heavy mention would be Eric Spoelstra for Miami.
Miami's doing their thing.
Playing ball.
I mean,
we always say he couldn't coach.
Exactly.
He's actually coaching.
And he's actually coaching because
I mean, Whiteside done missed plenty of games.
Plenty.
And we don't even, I mean, Dragic got into the All-Star game because of injury. And your
boy out, too?
Deion Waiters.
He was balling early in the year.
Yeah. So,
to you all who said, D'Antoni, how much credit do you really give him by making an offensive person look great because that's all he does is offense?
I'm giving him more credit because he's able to get these two to play together.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing I say. It's like I didn't see that Paul would take this role. And for him to be able to allow them to play together. And remember now, he also got them going when one or two was out. Paul was out for a while and Harden was out for a while.
Paul missed about 11, 12 games this year already.
18.
18, wow, that's even more than I thought.
18 games.
Yeah.
But when they're in the lineup together, they're undefeated, I believe. They lost all three of them. With all three.
Oh, well, all three.
You had him, the big guy, and Paul. Yeah, with all three of them in the lineup, they're undefeated.
Mm-hmm. No love for Dwayne Casey and the number one Rappers?
I think we're sleeping on them, too, yeah, to be honest.
Yeah, we sleeping on them.
Okay, let me jump in. Thank you.
But that's playoff.
Let me get him.
We're talking right now, right?
Listen, let me get him.
I think we're sleeping this year,
Let me get him.
I really do.
Dwayne Casey's doing a great job. And we all know what Toronto is. Toronto is a regular season team. They do this every single year. But my thing is, until Dwayne Casey and Kyle Lowry prove something in the playoffs, he gets no respect from me.
Have you seen him play this year, though?
Yes, I've seen him play. I have.
They got those two African young cats, and they come in and they defend. Wakanda boys. Them two boys right there. I'm telling you, they come in. They got good size. They physical, and I like. I'm gonna tell you, Van Fleet is playing good basketball.
He's a great, great basketball.
So what I'm saying is,
you up there a long time.
What I'm liking though is the second unit. But the only problem is every time I think I'm going with them, they'll lose a game.
Don't bet your money.
Every time I
but
think
I agree, he should be
the
in the conversation because they're playing with it. Right. Number two in the East. You got to give them that credit.
When you think they're about to turn the corner, they'll lose to somebody. They say, how do you lose that game?
Because they're Toronto.
Right. Yeah. And that's what caused.
You know what they got? They got that Drake mentality. They light skin.
They light skin.
All right. Rookie of the Year and the MVP, we're going to do that together because we got to speed it up a little bit. All right. Rookie of the Year, obviously I'm going with Mitchell, and my MVP right now is James Harden. And Mitchell, maybe it was more of not expecting this and more of he just does not look like a rookie. He just doesn't look like one. When you see him play, he looks like a three-year NBA veteran. And obviously the MVP, we keep talking about Harden, I mean, every year, I mean, Harden and D'Antoni make us look like, you know, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
So I'm going with Mitchell and Harden as my MVP and Rookie of the Year.
Same with those two. Mm-hmm. Right now, I got to go with Harden. They have the best record. If Golden State had the best record, I would say Durant. So at this point, whoever has the best record, I got to go with that team and that particular player. So hard. Rookie of the Year is a lot closer than I thought because I did have Simmons in there, but I am going to take away from him already having played. He's a rookie by name, right, but period. He's played before. So I'm going to go to, as they say, a redshirt freshman or a true freshman.
Thank you.
Mitchell is a true freshman.
He's
a true freshman. So I got to go with a true rookie of the year, not the redshirt rookie of the year.
But Mitchell is old. But Mitchell is older.
I know. But I'm saying.
I was just trying to take up
a
hand
card. It's a different level.
I'm trying to get him. Let him go.
Fear the beard. The beard is your MVP.
Right,
we don't care about that.
And the rookie of the year is Ben Simmons. Like I was saying, Ben Simmons does everything you want when you look at. He is, if he can score,
if he can shoot, a fifth.
If he can shoot, because he can score,
he can score. Right.
He can score. He's shooting a good percentage from the field, and he can find people.
Not on the free throw line.
He can rebound. He can run the floor. He defensive rebounds and offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. At almost 7 foot.
Yeah, he's long.
Yeah, he's LeBron light, is what he is. Real light. real light. But his
light.
Game. Yeah,
okay.
Light. That's what I said. Skin. Not light, but light. Yeah. If you look at his game and the thing he does, he gets people involved, gets the ball to people. And I just like the way he commands the offense. The one thing that he has over a normal point guard is he can see the slot over the top of people also. You'll see point guards be able to pass in these four or five spots. but he can see over the top of people, which gives him that much more of an
advantage. That Magic Johnson.
Exactly. So as far as Rookie of the Year, I just think not hands down, because I think Donovan made up a lot of ground, but I'm still giving the edge to Mitchell, but Donovan right there in his spot.
We'll revisit. Trust me, we go revisit. All right,
my Rookie of the Year, I'm going to go with Donovan Mitchell to come in and be the team's leading scorer as a rookie, and one of the main reasons that they're even sniffing the playoffs right now is because of him.
11 straight?
12 11 straight.
11 straight. 11 straight.
Ben Simmons is close, a close second. An distant third would be like Lauri Markkanen to me.
Okay.
And for MVP, I'm going with Harden. I feel like he's playing better and more efficiently this year than last year. And I don't think it's even close with anybody else. Maybe Kevin Durant. Actually, in my top three, I had Steph Curry number two. So,
right.
But I think it's Harden, like, way out in front of everyone else.
Okay.
Weezy, I totally disagree. Oh, I'm going to be a lone wolf on this one, baby. I am going Kevin Durant as my MVP. Man, his efficiency this year and his ability to play on the other end of the floor really is my point, in my opinion, is what separates him this year. When him coming out and playing, he's leading the league in blocks. When would you think that Kevin Durant would lead the league in blocks?
I thought he had dropped to like third.
Well, you know, it's probably 1 or 2%.
Yeah, percentage,
you know,
points. Point two percentage points.
So my thing is, who would have ever thought or put Kevin Durant in as a defender? We never thought about him as a defender. So for him to still have the offensive efficiency on, like Don said, on one of the best teams in the league, you got to give them kudos for that. So I'm going to go with Kevin Durant as my MVP. And I don't think it's close. I believe Donovan Mitchell's the Rookie of the Year. Just in my personal opinion.
We know why.
Yeah. I'm taking away from Ben Simmons because I believe it's something to be
y'all
said.
Y'all like Ben Lashley. Y'all just don't like
me. I think it's something to be said for you to go through an entire NBA season and to be in the atmosphere of the NBA to figure out how it goes. Get the regiment. You taking all 82. You taking the 41 plane trips. You going through the all. You going through all of that. You got the money in your pocket. It's not new to you, so you understand how the game is played. So you learned it a little bit. So I'm gonna take. I'm not saying he's not balling. Should he be considered because this is his first year actually on the court? Yes, I understand that. But to say, like I said, a true freshman, a true rookie, leading his team in scoring, having a team who, think about it, to the preseason, we didn't think Utah was gonna be anything. They're perennial 10-11-12 seed in the Western Conference. And for them to be sniffing the playoffs after making the trade for Rodney Hood, he even got Derek Favors
and
looking
Gobert
like a
is hurt.
Gobert is hurt, and Derek Favors is actually looking like a player out of Georgia Tech, out of Atlanta. He's actually starting to look like what we thought he was going to be. And I'm going to put that all on Donovan Mitchell because he's able to facilitate and take that scoring prowess.
And they traded Trey Lyles.
And Trey Burke busted out, and they got rid of Rodney Hood.
Exactly. So. All right, we're going to take a real quick break. At 1 minute, when we come back, we're going to talk about what we're going to watch for in the second half of the season and where does LeBron go as we try to wrap this thing up. You listen to Sports Roundtable, srtradio.com on AM 1100.
Keep those ears locked to Sports Roundtable on the real 1100 AM.
What's up? This your man, D-Will the Coach, here on behalf of Real Talk Tees. Real Talk Tees is for the players, geniuses, and bosses. For those who hustle, for the fresh, and for the iconic. Real Talk Tees is urban, affordable, vintage t-shirts to help you express yourself. So visit realtalktees.bigcartel.com to order yours today. So how about this? You got a specific mood in mind? Custom orders are available also to help you and yours stand out. So visit realtalktees.bigcartel.com, where what's real lasts forever.
Hi, my name is James Forrest. When I get my sports fix, I listen to the Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew in the Real 1100 and srtradio.com.
We're back, Sports Roundtable, HO from Bankhead, sports superhero Hancock D. Will the coach? G Money behind the glass. Got my main man Don, DNA Sports.
Yes, sir.
In the building. About to wrap things up, man. We got a couple of more minutes in this roundtable discussion talking about what are we looking forward to. And I'm going to start off second half of the season, make this real quick. While everybody's looking forward to probably who's going to get number one seed, number two seed, and things of that nature, I'm actually looking forward to who is going to tank Phoenix, Dallas, Atlanta Hawks, and what's the other team?
Chicago take it too. You heard they took everybody, told everybody. Y'all said that.
Chicago and Brooklyn.
All of the above.
So I'm looking forward to that, mainly because the Hawks is in it.
I don't see the Hawks tanking.
I think they...
You don't think they're tanking?
The only reason why I don't see them tanking is because they, out of the... What? How many games have they played now? 47 games that they played. They've gotten blown out four times, which is more than 17 points. Every other game, they've been close. Being young and inexperienced and not being able to play with each other means that you're in a game until the last quarter or the last 5 minutes. They've been in every game except for four out of 47. So that's not a sign of tanking unless they're doing an excellent job of disguising it.
They are doing an excellent job. They disguise it.
So, I mean, to your point earlier, you were talking about Dallas and them coming out and admitting that they're tanking. Yeah. I mean, obviously, at that point. But, again, for the Hawks to be tanking and be in every game itself for four,
they are in some games. They are in some games. All right, so that's what I'm looking forward to. What you looking forward to in the second half?
I'm looking for who's going to step up in the East. Obviously, LeBron has whined and got his way, and you know he rolled around on the floor, kicked and screamed, tanked on his team.
He did.
And who was it? Eddie House brought it out today.
Yeah,
that LeBron had quit
in Miami.
In Miami,
2012.
So if you have that capability of quitting on your team back then in Miami, what makes you think you weren't quitting before in this season with Cleveland?
Oh, he is.
So, I mean, granted, if he doesn't tank and whine, does he get these new players? Probably not. So he's stuck. So he goes to another finals and lose. So you can look at it as six and a half dozen, as however you want to look at it. But if you're supposed to be the greatest, you don't tank, period, point blank. So that's what I'm looking to see. What is LeBron going to do with his young unit?
Gotcha. Hi, Han.
Yeah, I want to see... in the East, if Boston can get back to being a real contender, is Toronto for real? Has Cleveland reasserted themselves as a team to beat in the East with all these this movement that they did? Is Milwaukee ready to make a run with all the movements, having Jabari come back? And is Philly going to really make the playoffs? Are they going to make a playoff run? In the West, is Golden State going to reclaim that eye of the tiger?
Right.
Are they going to, you know, make that run for the playoffs? Want to see if Houston is going to still play enough defense along with that offense to really be a legitimate chance. Is San Antonio done? That's one question I wanted to, you know, with, we don't know if Leonard is going to be back or whatever, so
he's done.
That was one other thing. And can OKC come out and play against anybody except Golden State? Because that's when you see blood in Russell's eyes.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not really... They don't have that drive like that. So that's what I'm looking to see.
All right. D. Will.
In the West, only thing I want to see, OKC. Because I don't think anybody wants to see them in a seven-game series. Because with the way that team is constructed, y'all know how I feel about Billy Donovan. But when you got a dog like Russell Westbrook, and you have Paul George, who is now ascending to be the Paul George we thought he was going to be when he got to OKC, I'm willing to see them. Because I don't believe Houston or Golden State wants to see them in a seven-game series. So I'm really curious to see how the brackets lay out to see who's going to catch them in the second round. Will it be Houston catching them in the second round, or will it be Golden State catching them in the second round? Because one of them are going to catch them in the second round, because I think right now they're at five. They're going to move up to about four, maybe three, depending on what happens and who decides to rest players at the end of the season. And in the East, be honest, Milwaukee. I believe it was a huge mistake getting rid of Jason Kidd in the middle of the season, because with the addition of Bledsoe and Parker coming back now, we never got to see them cohesively together. And as I said earlier in the show, Jason Kidd brought the best out of Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I believe they made a mistake by them. But with Jabari Parker coming back, can they make a push to be a factor? I'm not saying they're going to win a series or win a game.
Can they get a run
and show some potential going forward into next season, going into the Eastern Conference? And we already know the obvious is LeBron.
Right.
Like, what is LeBron going to do? Are they going to get there?
But, by the way, Russell Wilson is a dog, though.
He is.
Yeah, so.
And his Gucci flip-flops.
But also, I did leave out, I wanted to see how Joe Johnson fit into the Houston.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Their scheme of things.
Right.
I don't know how the minutes will be split up. Maybe not.
That means Gerald Green stops playing.
Yeah.
He can't get his minutes now.
Yeah, because he was but see, defensively, you know, when you talk about defensively, he is that guy, along with P.J. Tucker and Trevor Ariza, who shuts down that wing and puts the pressure on the other team as far as that is concerned. So
that's a great point. Yeah, he's gonna take minutes away.
But see, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe they go small and say, well, we'll sit Ryan Anderson down and put Joe at the four.
Now Joe can play the four.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what's gonna happen, but minutes gonna have to decrease.
Yeah, it's gonna have to
decrease. But Pop did announce about an hour ago that Kawhi is more than likely done for the year.
Hey, but isn't it shocking to y'all that they're still number three in the West?
Yeah.
I looked at the standings; they're still number three.
Coaching.
Period.
Coaching.
And they got that young core. They have a very good young core. So I don't believe they're going to make any noise without Kawhi, but
yeah.
OKC, man.
Yeah. One thing about it, in the playoffs, he's going to slow that tempo down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, teams that are not patient can find themselves in a bad way when Pops get to it. I'm telling you.
All right, man, we're about to get ready to set this thing down. I want to go ahead and first give a shout-out to Don for coming through, man. We really appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Jumping into this roundtable discussion and doing your thing. Appreciate the crew, as always. Y'all always it's always energetic in this place for some reason. You know, and G-Money with the creative Facebook Live banner commercials or whatnot and things of that nature. And I want to give a shout out to Erie Healthcare for actually giving me a day off tomorrow, as I will be turning a chapter older. And
hey,
I am going to
happy
be
birthday!
Chilling.
Uh-oh.
I will be chilling tomorrow. So all of y'all who look for me at work, keep looking. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, Don, any shout outs?
Thank you all for letting me sit in.
Absolutely.
Great show. I listened to you all before. You know, there's nothing new. glad to be able to sit in the building with you all. Enjoyed it. Looking for many more opportunities to hang around. And one question I'd like to pose that we can talk about later. Is Atlanta really a sports town?
Boom. Mm. Boy, it sounds like an SRT Saturday.
Boy,
at the Big Easy. Hi, Han.
Hey, shout out to the big homie for his birthday.
Hey, appreciate it, bro.
Don, appreciate you coming in. Want to send a special shout out to my father, who will be having a birthday on the 24th of
February.
This week.
That's what's up. Happy birthday,
Pops. So happy birthday, Pops. Men and boy. Love you, man. You are my man.
Shout out to my mom and dad who listen to the show every week. Don and I are old friends, so it's good to see you again.
always.
I want to send a special shout out to my friend Tangela Large. She directed her first show at our alma mater, University of West Georgia. It opened tonight. I'll be going to see it tomorrow.
Okay.
And good to see you guys.
Cool. ID.
Hey, man, I'm just happy to be back in the building after a two-week hiatus having to talk over the phone. Feels good to be back. And also, man, I want to give a special shout-out to my wife. Harrow is in the building.
Harrow.
She's in the back. You know, sport. Hey, she wanted to talk on that Fergie thing. I saw her chomping at the bit. I should have let her get on the mic back there with G. You know what I'm saying? But also, man, I want to give a shout-out to my big brother, man, and the Sydney Lanier Poets. They fell 3 points short in the regional championship to go to the Final Four. They lost to their biggest rival in Carver, who was actually coached by James Jackson, JJ, who also played at Alabama with Hollywood Robinson.
Oh, okay.
So they lost by 3 points, man, but they had a heck of a season, man. They had a very young team. They only had one senior, and everybody else was 10th graders. So They look good. They're going in the right direction. I just want to give him a big shout out to him. Great year. Can't wait to get it started next year because my little nephew, Greedy, will be on the squad and it's going down.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it, folks, man. And you already know, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it because it's the hottest show on sports today. Hancock, let's roll.
Boogie, I'm headed home, baby.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
It's your main man, H.O. from Bankhead. R.I.P. Moms, R.I.P. B.C. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
Boogie, get off IG.
And we out. Peace.